healthcare reform is extremely important to his agenda. I mean, it's a big, huge, complicated thing that many Democratic presidents throughout history have tried and none have managed to pass. Most recently, of course, Bill Clinton, but going back farther than that. It's the kind of thing that if it passes, even if in practice it has its upsides and its downsides, because we all know that something this big and complicated will have both upsides and downsides. But still, it's the kind of thing that if it passes, it will provide a lot of momentum for a swing of the political pendulum in this country toward the liberal side. By the same token, it's the kind of thing that if it fails, could be a disastrous moment for Obama and for the Democratic Party, and a great moment for the Republican and conservative opposition. And they can use it to say, you know, Obama may have won this election, but the people aren't liberal, and they're not going to go for this kind of government thing.
Given that, why do some Democrats have reservations about Obama's healthcare plans?
Well, I think there are two things. I mean, I do think that some Democrats have legitimate substantive reservations. And again, with something this big and complicated, it's going to affect cities differently from the way it's going to affect rural areas. It's going to affect wealthy states differently from the way it affects poor states. It's going to affect states with large research and teaching hospitals differently from states that don't have those kinds of facilities. So, you know, I don't doubt that there are any number of legitimate and substantive differences. However, there are also some differences, I think, that aren't legitimate and substantive and that are just about politics and fear. And, you know, Democrats from red states and what we might call barely blue states, states that Obama won but that have typically been Republican in the past, like Indiana and North Carolina and Virginia, people from those kinds of states, they just get very nervous about something that that might enable a future opponent of theirs to attack them with the big government label. So even if it passes, for a lot of these people, I have no doubt in my mind that their preferred calculation would be that it passes, but they don't have to vote for it.
Meanwhile, Obama's approval ratings have taken a bit of a dip, and Republican opponents of the bill are seeking to link it with his approach to the economy.
Yes, and I think they're probably not wrong about that. I mean, you know, the economy is in a bad way, and unemployment numbers are continuing to go up, and it's going to take a while for the economy to rebound, and we always knew it was going to take a while for the economy to rebound. When Obama took office and through the spring, he would tell people, this is going to take time, we're going to need some patience, and that worked. But now we're sort of crossing into the valley where, you know, people are starting to think, well, maybe it's about time we saw some positive effects of his policies, and they're starting to get a little bit impatient.